You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What's up, everyone? I'm Noah Daniels.
Hey, guys, it's Kat.
And on this episode, we are interviewing somebody from Australia. Dolly has reached out to us, and we're excited to talk about her supernatural experiences. Dolly, thank you so much for joining the podcast.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here. I thought you needed an Australian voice.
Yeah.
I might have to talk slow, hey, just in case.
We'll do our best. We love to find out where our guests fall on what we call the believometer, zero meaning they don't believe in ghosts. 10 ghosts are absolutely real. Where do you fall on that scale?
Look, I'm pretty sure 100%, 10 up there, right on the Victor. 10, definite. Ghosts are real. You know, gay people are real. Coffees are real. Love is real. You just can't see it.
Yeah.
J-Lo is real.
She is real. Well,
she is real. She's pretty
as real
cool.
as she can be, I guess.
How did you find yourself working in the paranormal tour guide industry?
Oh, look, you know, I've always been a host, hosted, you know, weddings and karaoke nights, logical step, not. I think COVID hit, you know, and thinking, well, what else can I do in my B-grade entertainment career? So here I am. I also kind of bought an Edwardian house, an old... Oh, she's 1915 house.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it started speaking to me. It started talking to me. Well, it actually slammed the door on me when I was walking through when we first moved in. It was hideous wallpaper and a hideous feeling. I couldn't work out which was which, really, you know. Anyway, we ripped up the wallpaper and we saged the crap out of the house. So, yeah, so I think that kind of really pushed me into it.
Okay. Is that the house you're in right now?
Yes. It's a lovely house, actually. It's a gorgeous house.
That's awesome.
But it actually was the first house that I had, which I felt had story. You know, it had had content.
Did a lot more happen at the house other than doors closing on you and things like that?
Yeah, they weren't very happy. There was screaming in my ears. There was a big dark shadow figure with a hat come across my daughter's window. Mm-hmm. There was that feeling of being looked at. There was a whole end of the, the end that I'm in now. It actually feels quite lovely now. But we just couldn't actually go to this area at nighttime. It's quite a long hallway and we just thought, not going down there. So there was all that impending kind of yuck. And I've never felt that before, but maybe I have and I just didn't really kind of connect the dots. You know, I'm a bit of a slow burner when it comes to that. Anyway, she's a happy house now.
Did you experience paranormal instances when you were like a child or going through your youth, or did all this kind of spring upon you later on in life?
Oh, look, I'd like to tell you, you know, some wonderful story on how receptive I am, but I'm really not. I'm a bit of a psychic brick when it comes to that. There was, when I was trying to think back, And perhaps in my 20s, I had an old, what they call a Queenslander. That's an old house in Queensland, an old timber house. It was probably 100 years old as well. Which isn't that old with you guys, I know, because you guys have lots of old buildings and we're kind of new here. So 100 years old is pretty old for us. Anyway, at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd be woken up with country music on the old stereo and kind of creaking beds, which was really weird. And our country music's something I never play because I was pure disco Donna Summer girl, still am. You can probably tell that by the top. And I had elderly neighbours either side and there was like a creaking bed and it was awful. I just couldn't look at my neighbours. I go, what's going on? I don't want to know that. I don't want to hear that. But I kind of didn't realise it was maybe paranormal at the time. And then a friend came over and she came inside and she looked like she'd just seen a ghost. And I said, you look like you've just seen a ghost. And she said, well, I have actually. There's an old lady outside. And I went, oh, that's her. She's the one on the bed. She's the one playing the country music, getting all funky late at night.
I got a jump scare right when you said that because my cat is playing with the door.
Right.
But at my old place, apparently there was an old lady who lived with us. So, of course, that timing was perfect.
You started doing this tour guide, and I know you mentioned in your email that you all had instances where ghosts were coming through in graveyards and sometimes they would even follow you home, things like that.
I get followed home all the time now. I'm like Route 66 for Dolly, you know, Dolly 66. Woohoo, we're going to go down and we're going to scare the crap out of her. Yes. Yeah, I've got a target on my back now. I reckon the more you do it, the more they go, you know what, you shouldn't be here, so we're going to let you know. So I get all the deadheads. I do get some nice ones too, but I really have opened myself up to being attacked. Yeah. In fact, so much so that I go, what the hell am I doing? I shouldn't be doing this. I've got no idea what I'm doing. In fact, the more I do it, the more I go, you've got no idea. You're an absolute idiot. And the more I worry about it. But thankfully, I have some very good mediums to help me out. And that can throw the trash out when I bring it home.
So when you started being a tour guide, you kind of were just like, well, what's the next thing I can do? I'll jump into the spooky world.
Yeah.
And then you realized more and more things happen. And instead of being scared and being like, oh no, I'm not doing this anymore, you instead kind of sought out how to protect yourself or just learning more about it. Like, I feel like I would have been out of there. I'd be like, wait, this is real? Uh-oh.
Well, there were moments when I went, you know what, this isn't a very good business option, darling. You really have to, you know, it's not, this shit is real, you know. And when they come home and they attack your partner and your daughter and things like that, well, you go, that's not acceptable. Okay.
Right.
And then the more kind of podcasts you listen to like yourselves, you go, oh my God, I've got no idea what I'm doing. I have had various things follow me home. Probably the worst one was when I was at a courthouse and I took a group. Hosted a couple of nights there with different groups. Anyway, the first group was fine. The second group was a bunch of females, around 20 females, all ranging from like 16 to about, I don't know, to whatever. Anyway, lots of lovely females there. They all got sick, you know, they all got headachy, they all felt sick in the stomach. And I didn't have my medium there. And I thought, and I just felt really disgusting too. I had an awful migraine on the way home, which I never have. And I thought, I never want to go to that disgusting place again. I'm not going to let anyone go there again. It's repulsive. I don't like people feeling that way because that's clearly spirit getting too close, right? And there were lots of things on the spirit box like, you better effing sage yourself and all the obscenities.
Wow.
And you're gonna get effed and all this kind of stuff. It was disgusting. The people were listening and hearing on the spirit box.
Wow.
So I said, I'm not going to do that with you again. It's not going to happen. Anyway, then this other group said, oh, Dolly, you know, you got any weird venues? So then I opened back the door up to this hideous courthouse. I said, okay, but we have to take my medium and we have to make sure everyone's safe. And that really is the path I'm on at the moment, is making sure everyone is spiritually safe. Because if they're all dunderheads, like most of them are, well, not dunderheads, but most of them don't have any idea. They're just interested in it, right? And you do have to make sure that they're safe and they're not going with going home with some hideous attachment.
Right.
So I do feel very responsible now. Anyway, so I got the mediums to come along and, you know, they protected everyone and grounded us and all that kind of stuff. And then she found this kind of really negative, disgusting thing. And she, and there's like a weird kind of a cagey, you know, door, and then there were staircases. And so she literally kind of went, right, I've blocked him. He's up there and he's not going to affect us. And I went, fabulous. Okay. So we all had a lovely night, right? And then me, being a smart ass, went up to the cagey kind of door during the night and went, oh, you're not so tough now, and kicked the cage, like kicked it. Oh, what an idiot, right? So
that sounds terrifying.
So then I was packing up and then, you know, the medium left, because she left. I don't know how it works. She unblocked him. Did I cop it that night? He literally jumped in the car. I didn't know until, you know, the morning. During the night, we could actually hear the knocks happening. My partner felt like she was having a heart attack. My girl, who's 18, who's very, she sees and hears and feels them. She said to me, what the hell have you brought home? What is going on? Because he was standing over her and menacing her. And she could see him and feel him. He was just a real piece of work. Anyway, so I got on the phone to my lovely medium friend. And I said, Bethany, help me out. What's going on? And she's amazing. Like, she just turns on the camera on the Facebook and you just then go around the house with the camera on. And she can see them, which is incredible, right? She can actually see them. And she went, oh, she said, straight up, she said, oh yeah, there he is. She said, Dolly, did you kick his cage?
What? She didn't know you had done that?
She didn't know I did that. No.
Wow.
Did that. I said, well, yeah, maybe I did, just a little bit. She said, you don't do that, darling. Anyway, so she got her guides and whatever, and, you know, they grabbed him and they took him out. But he had literally sprayed my car, sprayed my house, sprayed everyone with this kind of thick, kind of dripping grey. It was just, anyway, that's how she described it. So, yeah, I had to smoke bomb the house and clean it all up. But, yeah, she got rid of him, thankfully. So since then I've been really careful not to be a smart ass to spirit, you know.
Oh my God.
You don't know who you're talking to. So, respect has been used a million times before, right? And that was when I kind of woke up the next day and went, yeah, because we could hear that. My daughter was terrified. She came into my bedroom, into my bed, and she's 18. I mean, we could hear the knocks happening in her room, like the bangs. That was when I went, oh, I've got no idea what I'm doing. I should really stop doing this. It is such an interesting world, isn't it? So then I have some lovely, nice ones that follow me home and check on me and things like that. So, you know, there is, I think because obviously I'm female, because I'm a strong female, you know, you're dealing with the spirits that, you know, 100, you know, 50, 100 years old. Yeah, women should just shut the hell up, right? You know, that kind of a spirit, basically. And I believe the deadheads in life, deadhead in death, you know, they're not going to move on. They don't move on. They're going to have to move on too, right? So I feel like I'm always a target for the males that, you know, that basically don't like females with a voice. When we go into a venue, if we feel like there's a female that's being dominated or bullied or can't speak, or we hear her say help, actually hear on the spirit box and things like that, then we help her. So we get rid of the, or ask them to move on nicely, the disgusting, negative, generally, sorry, Noah, but it's generally a male energy. we Check generally that. Go, you know what, yeah. It's time to piss off. It really is. And then when we do that, it's amazing how many other spirits go, whoa, okay. Like, we did that at a theatre once and immediately the stage spirit turned on the lights for us. You know, it was like, woohoo, let's go. Let's have a party. So it is really, I always try and find out what's happening and then make it safer for the spirit and also, you know, for the people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing this stuff happen. Does it scare you when these spirits get a bit performative and you see lights turn on and things that clearly are marking to you like, hey, this is a real energy that's taking place? Or have you kind of become used to seeing the activity take place?
I don't think you ever become used to it, but it's so important not to be scared of it. Having said that, there was one time at a Masonic lodge. Do you know any and know about the Masons? You know, that very mm-hmm. heavy male, I don't know, weird kind of a group. Anyway, we're in their hall, and I've never felt comfortable in their hall because I'm a strong female, right? And they don't, you know, back in their life, they wouldn't have never have let me in mm-hmm. apart from staying in the kitchen to cook for them, which isn't going to happen. Anyway, so there was one time we were all sitting in this old hall. And I was going, yeah, so let's do an EVP session, all right? So, and we did an EVP session. We were playing back the EVP session, and in the EVP session, we were asking the spirit to make some noise or make some knocking sounds or make some whatever sounds, as you do. And then while we were listening back, the really thick outside door, which we had closed, was just started going bang, 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 like a rattle, like really, like it was like, like someone was trying to get in, like it was like that. And just did that. That did scare the crap out of me. Actually, in fact, we all jumped because it was such a big, it was like a serial killer trying to get in. It was like The Shining. It was just awful. Wow. And then, of course, I thought, you know, because I always go, and you do, you kind of go scientific, go, oh, and me being a bad host going, oh, maybe I've left somebody outside. Maybe I haven't counted off the numbers correctly. There's a couple of people outside dying to get in. Anyway, of course, it was nobody there. It was just the spirit going, yeah, you want me to make some noise, bitch? Here we go.
Oh,
is that good enough for you?
I thought you were going to say you kicked the door. You're like, yeah, of course me. I had to kick the door.
And in fact, that same spirit has followed me home, the one that did that. He has followed me home. He's followed me to other venues. His name's Steve. I don't know. What is it? All the spirits, all the deadheads are called Steve. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, there's always a Steve out there in the paranormal world. Yeah, he has followed me home, and we're going to have a showdown on Friday night, actually.
Okay.
Go back there, and I'm going to go with a couple of mediums. And Stephen has scratched people, and I think it might be time to give him a little shove to the other side because I'm over him.
I like it. He's not ready for this strong feminist energy coming right towards him, kicking him right off to Never Never Land.
No, he doesn't like me, and I don't like him. So there we go. One of us has to move on. It's not going to be me.
Mm-mm.
This episode of the Real Hauntings, Real Ghost Stories podcast is brought to you by Wild Grain. Hey, y'all, it's Noah Daniels, and oh boy, I just got my box of Wild Grain bread and pasta. My whole family has been so excited to dive in. We started with a sourdough, and it was amazing. If you're looking to make Mother's Day brunch planning easier or just looking for a great gift for your mom, you've got to check out Wild Grain. Order before May 6th to get your box in time for Mother's Day. Wild Grain is the first ever bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. The next thing up for us to try is the biscuits with our breakfast. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box, so you can choose any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box. When you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/hauntings. That's wildgrain.com/hauntings, or you can use promo code hauntings at checkout.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
What is it like having a daughter who see the spirits and hear them, and then you're doing the guided tours? I guess really what I'm trying to ask is, have you ever thought about teaming up with your daughter and bringing her into the business?
Of course, but she's 17 or 18, doesn't want, you know, it doesn't want anything to do with me, of course, and that's perfectly understandable, isn't it, darling? No, she's a gorgeous girl, but she actually shrugged it off for many years as a mental health issue. So the voices she was hearing and the footsteps and, you know, the sleep paralysis and all that kind of stuff, she put down to mental health. So me now doing the ghost tours, I have to go, she was still questioning me, going, why are you doing this for? And several mediums have said to me, your daughter's really, you know, she's quite a sensitive. She's got that lighthouse thing happening where they, you know, the lights are on and everyone can see her. There was another incident I had with a similar girl that came along to a theatre that we do. Why is it that all theatres are haunted too? That's weird too. What is that about? You guys get a few of that, do you? Yeah.
I always feel like it's the heightened emotions that, like, where most energy is. I'm acting like I believe in ghosts 10 out of 10, but my theory is there's so much energy left when you have high or low emotions, and the theater is like a big place for that. So
just absorbs it all.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good place to hang out too, right? If you've got a big ego, right? And you don't want to move on.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I had these two girls come along and they're both the same age. One of the girls has been on my tours before and she's very great on the spirit box. Like she can almost have a conversation with them. You know what the spirit box is, where they listen and, you know, you do the, I'm sure all your viewers know that anyway, listen to the radio sounds. Anyway, when she puts her headphones on, it's almost like she can speak to them. You can ask a question and she will answer. You know, it's like a direct conversation. She's really amazing. Anyway, so she brought her friend into a paranormal tour that I was doing at the theatre. And I always say, oh, make sure you all protect yourself outside and bring your guides in and make sure they protect you because that's really important that you ask your spirit guides to protect you or your loved ones or whoever, right? Anyway, so as she was walking in, her friend said, oh, yeah, well, hopefully they won't follow me in from home or something like that. And, I don't know why I'm here. Or it was something like, I don't know why I'm here because, you know, we could obviously do the tour at my house. And she was feeling a bit, you know, uneasy. I said, well, babe, you really need to protect yourself. Make sure you call on your guides to help you. And she said, yeah. You know, she's 15 or 16. She's going, yeah, looking at me like I'm a lunatic. Anyway, so in the theatre when we started, there were all these kind of weird noises that were happening that don't normally happen at the space because you get to know what happens at a space, right, and what the spirits are capable of doing. And there were all these kind of weird noises happening from the seating area of the theatre, and we all heard it. Like, there was a group of 10, we all heard it. And And things were going along fine. And the girl that is really good on the spirit box was, you know, talking to the kids about Vegemite sandwiches, as you do. The spirit kids, you guys probably don't know that, but that's an Australian thing. Anyway, so the spirit kids were talking about what they like to eat, Vegemite sandwiches, which I thought was pretty cute. Anyway, so later on in the night, it was just her and a friend and another friend. And it just started getting really weird on the spirit box, and a friend was still listening on the spirit box, and I knew that they were talking to somebody else. It wasn't to the venue spirits, right? The short of the story is that, remember, the girl was talking about, oh, you should come back to my house. Three spirits had followed her from her house, right, into the theater, and they were making the noise. She was being protected by her two brothers, which were her angels, because her mother had miscarried and had two boys, right?
Wow.
She was being protected by them, and because they were so worried about what was happening in her house. And I said something flimsy, something off the cuff, like, we really need to get Bethany in your house to sort out what's happening on. And straight away I said, Dunning, do you self-harm? And she just kind of broke down, and yeah, this girl was self-harming because these spirits were on the attack with her, right, and making her feel so depressed and disgusting. This was all with the spirit box conversation. So her brothers, who hadn't been born, were coming through strongly. The three dunderheads, the deadheads, were coming through with really, you know, like, you better, you know, F off, and, you know, we're going to kill you and all that kind of crap. I was coming in with, oh, I'm going to get Bethany to protect you. That spirit box session went for about 2 hours. It was incredible. Of course, when I said, well, I'm going to get my medium to sort them out, they came home with me. I knew something was happening in my house because, you know, the idiots, I heard them, right? I couldn't see them, but I heard them. So, you know, there was tap-taps and all that kind of stuff throughout the night. I'm going, piss off, I've got to deal with you idiots later. Get on the phone in the morning and go, Bethany, can you help me out? And she's looking around and going, oh, yeah, there's one sitting on your bed. There's one sitting in your study, and there's one standing at your door. And I went, okay, great. She said, yeah, they've all come from the theatre. What happened? And I went, well.
It's a long story, but.
What happened? So she got rid of them. The spirits that followed me home were the spirits that were, you know, Bethany got rid of them, and the house has been great ever since. So, and the daughter's a lot happier.
I feel like you're in some special division of the Ghostbusters. Like, you're figuring
you're
out
like
ways
CSI.
To like, yeah, clean out all these negative energies and helping people feel better.
I would watch that show if you were the star of it, for sure. That's incredible.
Well, the feminist in me, and, you know, look, we don't like people being bullied, do we? You know, we don't like people being targeted. So I feel the spirit is well being targeted, and that often happens. You get a spirit that's stuck possibly with the person that has killed them or, you know, or done whatever else to them in that life is possibly... chances are they're still there doing it in the afterlife, which is quite disgusting. If it isn't disgusting enough that you're getting murdered, you've got this hideous thing, you know, in the afterlife. So we had that once at another courthouse. I've also learned you have to be very careful when you go into a place and you start talking, because you can let these things out, right? So they kind of get on the highway, the Dolly highway, and they can travel. So that what happened to me as well. Look at Nari's going, I've got no idea what this idiot's banging on about.
No. That's his engaged face, although it might not look engaged.
Is this going to be over soon? Can we stop this Australian girl? Can we just shut her up?
No, I'm very intrigued. Phil-
I'm intrigued too. Interrupt. I'm just thinking of future questions. That's just the way my brain works, you know.
Okay. Well, you have to be very careful when you open up the door. I've learned, right? So I went into the lockup, and I started doing tours from the lockup, and then I'd go into the courthouse. Well, it turns out it was another Steve, by the way, that was in the lockup, and then he followed me into the courthouse, right? And then He was another deadhead. We heard him, and there was a lot of disgusting things coming on the spirit box, like, you better F yourself, blah, 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 blah. There was also another spirit that was stuck in the courthouse, Lucy, and we got a great EVP of her, of me saying hello to her, and she's going, hello, in this really cute little voice. Turns out that Steve from the lockup, who I then taught how to come into the courthouse with my bloody ghost doors, it turns out that he did something to Lucy in her life to kill her. She was only like 36 or something. And he had stopped her from moving on. So she was actually stuck. People actually on my tours had heard her and seen her. And there was a lot of help coming through on the spirit box. So I got a whole bunch of mediums in. We said, how can we help Lucy? And the backstory was that Steve, the bully, and he had about five of them, you know, henchmen, would block and keep her in that space, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, I went in and went, we have to help Lucy. We've got to help Lucy. Get out. We did. We managed to block the mediums. I had about four mediums block all the other idiots out, and we managed to grab Lucy and take her outside and free her. But Steve was very happy with that, okay? No. So Steve had done something to her in death and was still stuck there at the courthouse, was very happy with me. And then it all kind of unraveled when another Lucy came along as one of my people that comes along to the tour. Her name, young lady called Lucy. And I immediately said, because I get everyone to introduce themselves to spirit. I go, oh, hi, my name is Dolly, you know, that kind of stuff, and be nice. And I said, Lucy, maybe don't say your name. Right? Because I just felt that it was going to be ugly, right?
Yeah.
Sure enough, she did say her name was Lucy. Well, her and her mother went into the same little room where Lucy was, where we moved Lucy on, the Lucy spirit. Well, the spirits, I've got a recording of like EVPs and also the recording of the spirit box session. It was so disgusting, the words that were coming through. The mother was just repeating the words. So the mother was on the spirit box and the other, and her daughter Lucy was sitting there, and the mother was just saying out all these words. And I was off doing other things, and then I realized what was happening. So I came in, I went, Lucy, you got to stop this. We've got to get you out of here. You're not safe. Right. It was so. Then I got the medium to come in and get rid of another Steve.
That's
push
intense.
Him to the other side. He was so powerful. The courthouse / it was also a theater, an amateur theater. He was such a disgusting spirit that he stopped. I remember they had a play on about Aboriginal. It was a play about Aboriginals, basically. A lovely play. And I remember saying to my mate Chantel, who helped me with the tour, I remember saying, that play isn't going to go ahead. Steve's going to stop it, right? He's not going to like the fact, I mean, this white kind of male, he's not going to like the fact that, you know, there's a play about the rights of Aboriginals. Not going to happen. Sure enough, everyone got sick. The play didn't go ahead and he stopped it. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, well, that's Steve. So, yeah, we've moved another Steve on. From the courthouse.
Quite a story. I do have a question. When y'all were helping free the spirit, Lucy, you said y'all like grabbed her. What did you like? How do you get her outside?
Well, I don't know the medium. Well, she actually came out with me because she trusted me. It's all about trust as well, right? But I had the mediums blocked off, you know, the spirits. And she followed me outside, basically.
Okay.
And then I don't know. They kind of need the trust, and they need the support, and they need to realize that they can move on. You know, it's almost like therapy work for some of them, because they're mm-hmm. so stuck mm-hmm. in that, you know, recurring moment, maybe the recurring moment of death or something like that. I do find that I'm actually going in and giving them, I just try and give them love and support and go, you know, babe, you can move on if you want. You know, you do have your loved ones there. And we said that to another guy, Charlie, that was stuck in the lockup going, babe, you don't have to be here. You know, this is, you know, you're a gorgeous person. Your parents are probably waiting for you, you know, so we, things like that. And we helped move him on in a nice way. He went, his mum came, the door opened and he walked through, you know, things like that. So it's not just all about, there's a lot of I'm not trying to make myself look good, but there's a lot of groups that do tours that don't give a rat's ass about the people that are going and the spirits. You know, they just, it's all about, oh, you know, activity or, you know, getting a scratch or, you know, making them knock something over or push you or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, there's no real respect or care for anyone, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So the more I do it, the more I like to involve mediums and make sure that everyone's safe and make sure the spirits are happy. The spirits, some lovely spirits, my strong female spirits, they follow me to other venues to make sure I'm safe.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Which is really nice. Yeah, yeah. So often I'll get Bethany going, oh, Gwendolyn's followed you here, or, you know, or Adelaide's followed you here. What's she doing here, you know?
I like those names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
well, that's awesome. So, that's important work then.
Yeah, that's certainly a unique way of doing tours. I don't think we've ever quite heard of somebody doing it like that. So that's very cool. So you're in Victoria, Australia, is that correct?
Yes, I am. Yes.
And if people are listening, because we do have some listeners as yourself in Australia, and they want to book a tour with you, how would they do that?
They just go to the chitonparanormal.com.au. website.
Okay.
And Chiton, as in Brighton, okay, with a K. I'm a one-man show. I'm not a big tour operator. I've been doing it for about 4 years now. It's interesting. It's lovely.
Awesome.
It's so interesting. I didn't know you were from Australia until tonight. And last night I had the most vivid dream that I went to Australia. That's really interesting to me.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to Australia with a one-way ticket to be on Love Island. Listen,
of course.
Reality shows have.
Did you take the Dolly Highway while you were there to get to?
Maybe. It was
just
so
don't
weird,
go
though.
Out with a Steve. Don't go out
yeah.
with a Steve.
Yeah, no Steves.
With that, I'm Noah Daniels.
I'm Kat.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.